With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate has failed to pass government funding bills amid concerns over the Trump administration's immigration enforcement in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Seven Republicans joined Democrats in blocking legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. It was a test vote as negotiations continue on demands that ICE be reformed after two fatal shootings in Minneapolis. Senators are racing to meet a Friday midnight deadline to approve funding. Ahead of the test vote, President Trump said the two sides were discussing a possible solution and said, "We don't want a shutdown." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump's border czar Tom Homan is providing an update on the ongoing enforcement and public safety concerns in Minneapolis.
I didn't come to Minnesota for photo ops or headlines. You haven't seen me. I came here to seek solutions, and that's what we're going to do. And we've come a long way.
At 79 years, U.S. life expectancy hit an all-time high in 2024. It's a trend that's expected to continue this year.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention credits waning death rates from all of the nation's top killers, including heart disease, cancer, and drug overdoses. Life expectancy is an estimate of the average number of years a baby born in a given year might expect to live, given death rates at that time. And it's a fundamental measure of a population's health. Rich Thomason reporting.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 56 points. The Nasdaq dropped 172, with the S&P 500 declining by 9 points. This is SRN News. Another Ten Commandments monument goes up in Texas, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
This one stands on the lawn of the Tarrant County Courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Kelly Shackelford of the Christian legal group First Liberty cheered the monument, saying, quote, "Displaying the commandments on public grounds in Texas is consistent with Supreme Court decisions that recognize our religious heritage and the best of the nation's history and traditions. The Ten Commandments are a symbol of law and moral conduct." Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Hungary have filed charges against Budapest's liberal mayor over his role in organizing a banned gay pride parade in the capital last year. Gregory Carasone, who has led Budapest since 2019, has been the subject of a police investigation following the march on June 28th. The event was a violation of a national ban imposed by Hungary's conservative government. This is SRN News. A new report warns the number of military casualties from Russia's war in Ukraine could reach 2 million by spring, correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It says Russia would suffer the largest number of troop deaths recorded for any major power in any conflict since World War II. Tuesday's report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies came less than a month before the fourth anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The report said Russia suffered 1.2 million casualties between February 2022 and December 2025. It estimated that Ukraine, with its smaller army and population, had suffered between 500,000 and 600,000 of their own. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russia has continued pounding Ukraine's infrastructure in the middle of a frigid winter. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.